You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text into the studio. What'd you get into over the weekend? As Kennedy said, we were gone Thursday and Friday to San Diego for a radio convention, and we both took the red eye back in. And so I got back into Boston. It was probably around 7:30 or whatever, and Barrett had a lacrosse game. As we talked about before, he got named to the Mass Youth Lacrosse All-Star Game.
Which is awesome.
Big deal.
It was very cool. So he represented the class of 2029. It was at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy. They do a full weekend of it. All different ages, boys and girls. And so I tried to get a little bit of a nap at home, but then like I loaded up my stuff. So his game was starting at 2:30. Lana and I agreed to meet at Veterans Memorial Stadium at 1. She had to go pick him up because he's at YMCA camp on the Cape.
Right.
So she's got to pick him up and then drive him up, and I'm going to catch an Uber to the game. I'm so out of it, I leave like 3 hours early in the Uber. I get to Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy a full 2.5 hours before Barrett's game. I don't even know why. I brought the camera. I forgot the battery and the memory stick.
Did you hang out at the stadium for 2 hours, or did you walk down the street and get something to eat?
I was going to walk down the street, and I was like, I don't know if I should do that. So I just sat in the shade there for the next 2.5 hours waiting for Lennon Barrett to show up.
I did that at the airport in San Diego. I was there for hours.
I was a mess.
Well, you flew back cross country and cut a vacation short for this game. That kid better be a brick wall in net if I did all that. You better be stopping everything.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. So he represented Charlestown as all these kids from different, you know, town programs. And so there's two goalies on this team. He didn't play in the first half. At one point, they were losing 5-1. It was not good. But his team came back a little bit. They got it 5-3 at the end of the first half. And then Barrett came in, and Lana and I were talking. There's other parents there. And Lana said something. I was like, what do you think? Barrett's going to come into this game and just allow like 8 goals on 8 shots? Like, that's not going to happen. She's like, don't jinx it. You can't say that. And then the second half starts, and Barrett gives up a goal in like what felt like 5 seconds. And she's punching me. She's like, this is your fault.
It is.
I'm like, if you think me talking on the sidelines is why somebody scored on Barrett.
Oh, now what you do and say doesn't matter? As you sit there like wearing specific clothing during Celtics games?
That's true.
Okay.
Well, this is different. This is different.
Sure. Whatever you say, buddy.
But Barrett then locked it down. Barrett shut them down.
As he always
He only allowed three goals in the second half. Their offense came to life. And he had two big saves at the end of the game, and they came back and won the game 9-8, and it was just epic and awesome, and it was incredible.
I'm so happy for him.
It was hot out there. It was tough on all of those kids, but they all played spectacular, and it was just a great game. The other games were really lopsided, but this was like one of the best games I think of the weekend because it was just back and forth and
I
back
love
and
it.
Forth.
Well, I'm happy for him.
Yeah, very proud of him. He did a fantastic job. All right, let me grab. Let's see. I have Linda from Weymouth. What did you get into over the weekend, Linda, that had to do with chocolate donuts?
What?
Yes. So first of all, I wish I had known you were in Quincy because I would have brought you coffee and donuts. We're right down the street.
You're so sweet.
Thank you. I needed it. That is for sure.
Yeah, I would have brought it. But so these big muffins that all the Olympians were eating.
Yeah.
I sent you some pictures. I made it into a donut.
Genius. Absolute genius.
Genius. I actually made some and bought some. I'm actually at work now. I'm on my last week of summer school. But I made 36 of them and made everybody at work try them first. And they all went crazy. Yes, and I made it into a donut.
Like a donut
king
savant.
Is where you need to go, y'all. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I have to bring you guys some donuts.
We would love that. We would love that. I'll give you the address off the air in like 2 minutes. Thank you. Okay.
So aren't we?
Friday morning is my only free day, but okay. I could come in Friday morning.
All right. Hank, well, we'll get that done. I'm going to put her on hold. Producer Dan, will you make donuts happen for
Anything
Friday
for
morning?
Donuts.
I appreciate that. Let's see. Who do we have? I have, let's see. Is it Donna? Or no. Who is this? This is Jen from Lunenburg. Morning, Jen.
Hello.
Jen went to a concert at the Xfinity Center. Guess which one?
Oh, I can only imagine.
We went to go see Chase Rice and Dirk Bentley.
It was not. See how I did the old okie dokie. Thought she was going to say New Kids on the Block,
sure
didn't you?
I absolutely did.
How was it?
It was awesome. And then 3/4 of the way through the show, Noah Kahan made an appearance.
What?
So my daughter was over the moon.
Well, that is so cool.
Shut up. I am very sad I missed that.
I get the smile disappear.
Yeah,
from
I know.
Your face.
I was like all excited for you until I heard Noah Kahn was there, and now I'm mad at you.
Like you were going to go.
No, I definitely wasn't going to go. That is super cool. Let's see. Marissa's from Boston. And where did you go to a show of the weekend? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Marissa?
Yes.
What'd you go see?
I went to New Kids, and I'm going to see Pink this weekend.
Pink tonight?
No, Pink.
It's August 21st.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Fair enough.
I have John on the line, Dan, but I can't seem to get to him because it's not on hold properly. But apparently you hung out with him this weekend?
Yeah, John invited me. He's been texting me for a while. And he invited me because he's like a professional go-kart racer and he races cars.
Right.
He invited me to Tamworth Motorsports, Club Motorsports, which is a racetrack up there. And he put me in all these like high-performance cars and drove me around the racetrack.
Shut up.
I want to go fast.
Oh, it was like Ricky
fast.
Bobby. I was in a Porsche that was more expensive than people's condos.
No.
Going, oh my God, my neck is like sore. You use muscles, you know, just hanging on.
All the G-forces.
It was crazy. I've never had an experience like that. It was like being in Gran Turismo in real life.
Damn, let's go.
It was super cool. But I'm not a car guy at all.
Yeah.
So like they're surrounded by all these guys who was like their life.
Sure.
And they're talking and it sounded like they were talking Mandarin to me. Like they were looking, oh, I got this under the hood. I was like, my Kia
is that a V6
orange.
Naturally aspirated, Dan? Is that all-wheel drive?
I wouldn't know what to say except, is that a Hemi?
I was like, they're all laughing right now. I'm going to laugh. It seems like a good time to laugh. But it was
really cool.
Legit one of the coolest experiences I've ever had.
Oh,
like,
how fun.
Going like 100 and something on a racetrack and then making a hairpin turn.
It's different.
It's a different thing.
Was that the fastest you've ever gone in a car?
No, but I can't talk about that.
Daniel!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash. Mm-mm-mm.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.